After weeks spent rejecting Israeli accusations of links to a designated terror organization, six Palestinian rights groups went public with accusations of their own. An investigation found that six iPhones, at least three of them belonging to staff from the Palestinian NGOs, had been infected with Pegasus spyware.
It's a strong feeling to have your privacy violated, even the simplest of things. My wife couldn't sleep for 3 days after finding out, being extremely worried. Our privacy was violated as a family, the children, their pictures, our conversations with family and friends.
Pegasus is sold to governments around the world by the Israeli company NSO, under license from Israel's Ministry of Defense. In recent years, there have been many reports of the spyware being used by authoritarian regimes to target journalists, activists, and politicians. Last week, the US blacklisted the company. Pegasus is supposed to be blocked from use on Israeli or Palestinian phones. On Monday, NSO said, "We cannot confirm or deny the identity of our government customers. As we stated in the past, NSO Group does not operate the products itself. The company licenses approved government agencies to do so." Last month, 3 days after the investigation into suspected phone hacking began, Israel designated all six organizations as terror groups, accusing them, among other things, of funneling money to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. There was significant pushback from international donors, but this Sunday, the Israeli army endorsed the move, giving itself the powers to shut down offices, confiscate money, and make arrests. The groups are demanding international protection and an investigation into who's behind the spyware attack.
This technology was used in these cell phones, but we don't know who was implementing it and what for. And this is why we are calling for more investigation in the case, and in order to find who's responsible and to try to find him accountable for this violation.
The story has emerged on the same day as the Washington Post published results of an investigation into an Israeli facial recognition system known as Blue Wolf. It's said to use a huge database of smartphone images of Palestinians taken by Israeli soldiers to target people for detention.
We sought comment from Israel on the alleged use of the Pegasus spyware on Israeli and Palestinian phones, but so far the only response has been from the military, which has denied using Pegasus. As for the Palestinian groups, they say they will continue to operate as normal despite the heightened risk. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Ramallah, in the occupied West Bank.